time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media following the Ravens' loss to the Colts on Sunday.
You had a highly successful day as an individual. Was there something on the film maybe that you guys saw that you're able to attribute to your success as a pass rusher today?
I mean, anytime you get an edge blitz like that, it's kind of a team rush. You know, you got Clowney on the edge, who's one of the best pass rushers in this league, and he's pretty much giving himself up so I can free up and get those sacks. And we were joking about it, going back and forth the whole game, but it's him doing his job, allowing me to get TFLs and sacks and stuff like that. So it kind of just goes hand in hand. We were practicing all week and executed it well.
So were you surprised that they didn't find you the second and the third time coming off the edge like that?
Yeah, honestly, that's probably about as unblocked as you can get, and you know you gotta make your layups. So, like the offense says, they want to take advantage of defensive mistakes. We want to do the same thing on their side, and they were having some protection issues, I guess. And like I said, it was team effort and guys in the back end allowing time for me to get there, covering well because we were pretty much in zero in those pressures and allowing me to get there. So it's a team effort.
How would you think about moving back to the nickel role after the injury started
there?
I guess
moving back to that spot. Yeah, coaches do a good job of sprinkling me in there every now and then and kind of keeping it fresh so it doesn't leave my mind. And we can have that flexibility in our defense if I need to go to nickel, or Gino went down today and went back to safety, and Art came in and played nickel for a little bit. But I think it just allows us to be a little flexible and kind of just a little deeper at each position, honestly, because guys can play so many places.
Kyle, what's the mood in that locker room after losing a game like that at home?
I mean, pretty bad. You want to win every single game that we come out here for, and I thought we had a great week of practice, offense and defense, special teams included, and just not the result that we want. But luckily there's Cleveland next week, and hopefully get a win there. But got to review the game, see what we did well, improve on what we didn't do well, and move on next week.
More specifically, how frustrating is it when opposing kicker makes four kicks from beyond 50 yards and that ends up being the difference in the game?
Yeah, I mean, there's only 32 kickers in the league, in the world, that kick in the NFL, and they're good. And unfortunately, we couldn't get a block, and we had a lot of opportunities. I had a lot of good rushes by guys from the inside, but, I mean, they got guys on their side who were paid to do things well at the same time, and shout out to that guy. He made a lot of big kicks in the game and never flinched. And but at the end of the day, we shouldn't have even been in that position to lose on a game-winning field goal. So, like I said, there's a bunch of stuff to go back, watch the film, improve on. And it was week three now, and hopefully week 13, we won't even be remembering this. But we got to work our way there at the same time.
Kyle, was there maybe an air of confidence after on defense, you're called on and you get the safety and the ball's coming back to your offense? Was that an area that you guys felt as a defense that you had made the stops necessary?
I mean, nothing's necessary until the clock is at zero. And, you know, everybody was celebrating, but after we looked up at the clock and realized the situation, that he actually had stepped out of bounds instead of the time going off a little bit and 2-minute warning being used then, that they pretty much had two timeouts left. And we weren't going to be able to run a lot of clock off. And I think defense did a really good job of resetting. Because in that moment, I think it was 16-19 at that point, and they still had an opportunity to go win the game. I think the defense did a good job just limiting them to a long field goal. And unfortunately, the game didn't end up how we wanted it to, but we gave ourselves opportunity.
Does it add to the overall frustration level at all that you guys felt so good coming off of the last one out of Cincinnati? You probably felt like you had a chance to build on that today, and then it gets away.
I mean, it's a funny, not funny part about this league. I mean, every single week you don't get any layups. There's no real bad teams in this league, and every single week you got to practice well, you got to prepare well, you got to play well. So at the end of the day, we did beat a good team last week and play a great team this week as well, and didn't go our way. But I think it's kind of a lesson that we can learn from, that never get too high, never get too low. And in this league, every single week's a challenge, so we're going to have to bring it.
Thanks, Kyle.
There you go.